This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Not just Hawk and Crowder and Solana. Josh Appel sticking around for a little bit. There's some breaking news. This is shocking to me because, well, I guess we'll wrap this into headlines. Let me do, because we're starting the 3 o'clock hour a little bit late. So headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, you'll think they're Haywood Highsmith.
Come on, too soon, Hawk. Too soon. Come on, what are we doing? That's a Heat legend. Come on.
A legend.
Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
Volkswagen
priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Go ahead, Solana. This shocked me. I actually First of all, I thought I had walked into hell because I walked away during the commercial break and I came back to Solana and Appel talking about Pella Larson. And I'm like, so I looked down at the calendar, you know, on the bottom of my computer because I thought, wow, I've been in a coma. It must be January if someone's talking about Pella Larson. And no, it's still only August 15th. And I said, why are you guys talking about Pella Larson? I actually thought Solana was joking when he said Haywood Highsmith was traded, because Solana's talked about him as if he is honestly, you know, on the cusp of being big three worthy. And so Solana, tell us what has transpired here.
Yeah, this is tough, man. Haywood Highsmith traded along with a 2032 second round pick, according to Shams Charania.
2032
second round pick to the Brooklyn Nets, and in return they get
2032.
You can now trade 2032 draft capital. So the Heat send out a 2032.
That's going to be Trump's fifth term.
They valued him.
Well, no joke. So and the Heat get back a protected. 2026 second round pick from the Brooklyn Nets. The Heat, we know that they don't want to be a team operating above the tax. This would have been the third consecutive year.
And by the way, you understand that with this particular roster makeup.
Not only that, if you're a repeater tax team, third consecutive year, the penalties are hard, like they're harsher. So the Heat don't want to operate as a team above the tax, but I am surprised that they just literally dumped Haywood Highsmith for nothing. They get nothing in return. He was making around $5 million. They were $1.4 million above the tax, so they dropped $4 million or so, give or take, below the salary cap. So, I mean, they literally dumped him.
I thought they really liked him.
No, Solana really liked him.
I think that's where I got it conflated.
The Heat did like Haywood Highsmith, man.
They loved him because they dumped him. I usually dump people I love.
Well, I mean, listen, man. The Heat have gone out. They drafted Kasperis Jakučionis. They have Andrew Wiggins. They're going in a different direction, obviously. But I don't know what to tell you. They did like Haywood Highsmith. This dude was starting for them in the Eastern Conference Finals in back-to-back seasons when everybody thought he was just a random guy off the street. They loved H.
Okay.
I loved H.
I'm a little confused by this Bournemouth-Liverpool game because the Cherries are wearing blue.
I had the same
thought. A little cutesy. Luckily, we're wearing blue. You know, I'm a big Bournemouth supporter, but... I'm getting a little confused as to who I'm rooting for because I'm used to looking up and assuming Bournemouth is wearing red.
Right, but they're playing Liverpool, who are famously red, at home.
No one knew that, though.
Nobody knew that Liverpool wears red? Nobody knew that?
No.
Okay.
What'd they do? They won the coin flip to get to wear red because No one even knew Liverpool had a team. The only thing anybody knows about Liverpool is where the Beatles were formed.
We do this with these players, Solana. But I have to look up stats when he's they're a big part of the team. 74 games, 25 minutes a game, 6-3-1.
Yeah, no, he's not a great player. Like he's
you
not
have to look beyond the stats sometimes, Crowder.
Thank you.
How much philanthropy?
Intangibles. Appel nailed it. Intangibles.
He's an amazing philanthropist. Did he give back? Was he going to the Boys and Girls Club? Come on, get under the tag.
Is Liverpool an expansion club?
You can't measure heart on a stat sheet, Crowder.
Right.
And you know what heart starts with? What letter?
H. Wow. Wow.
Man, we don't know what we do out there 6-3-1.
This segment is over. My literal nightmare.
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Scoreless, by the way, in the 11th minute. By the way, Funky Buddha, I mentioned this a couple days ago. Funky Buddha, you can watch Friday and Monday Premier League games, the 3 o'clock games at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. So if you're on your way now, running a little bit late, may I recommend the Yucatats?
Mm-hmm.
Liverpool.
Number 12, Hawk, on AFC Bournemouth. Is American, Tyler Adams.
Yeah, it's my guy, Tyler Adams.
Yeah. Some might call him the Haywood Highsmith of the Premier League.
Nope, he's not.
Nope, he's still on the team.
He's not.
So that is the big breaking news from Sham Sharania.
I'm shocked by that.
The but Miami Heat. Shed
salary. But that wasn't even like, I mean, I think everyone knew that they wanted to get under the tax, but did anyone think that Haywood Highsmith would be the casualty?
No, because he doesn't make a lot of money. I thought, truthfully, going into this season, if they were going to make a move prior to the deadline, which they have until February to get underneath the tax, it was going to end up being Andrew Wiggins. In my opinion, it was going to end up being Andrew Wiggins. Right. They were going to offload him to a team that
could this be a harbinger of something bigger happening?
Well, it could be, but I mean, they're more flexible now being underneath the operating as a non-salary cap team, as a non-first apron team. But they didn't exactly stockpile picks here. They got a protected 2026 second round pick.
Right.
I'm just surprised, and look, Crowder, I'm not kidding. Haywood Highsmith is his ceiling is backup role player. I'm not kidding. He is.
No, but you need guys who fill a role on a team. He happened to fill that role expertly with the Heat. He was 100%, starting.
100%. Yeah. And the problem is, Hawk, I think the Heat are going in a different direction. They want to give Jovic the minutes. They want to give Jakučonis the minutes. But I still expected the Heat to be able to get more for Haywood Highsmith. As silly as that sounds after you read those numbers, he's still a serviceable defender and three-point shooter. Like he can hit shots from the wing, and he's a really good elite, I'd even say, wing defender. There's teams who need guys like that on the cheap, by the way. And the Heat had to trade him along with their own second-round pick. And in return, all they got back was a protected second-round pick. That's why I'm so shocked here. It's not that they traded Haywood Highsmith. You know, the difference between the Heat being a playoff team or not this season is not going to fall on the shoulders of Haywood Highsmith. It's that they traded a 3-and-D player, which there's always room for that on a team somewhere, and they had to get rid of their own second-round pick to get one that's protected in return. I'm shocked by that. I thought Haywood Highsmith, and maybe I'm off here, you know, maybe I'm using my Heat glasses, could have gotten something a little bit better in return.
They couldn't, Solana. It's not like the whole thing we say nobody's overpaid. You're worth what somebody will pay you, right? The same thought. Pat Riley didn't go out to the Dollar Tree and scream, "We have a wing. Who wants to wing at the Dollar Tree?" I'm sure he shopped Haywood Highsmith around. And the best offer they got for Haywood is Haywood and a 30-37 pick back for a protected 26. That's what he's worth, what the other teams would pay him. And that's where your value of him has to be higher,
Desmond
because
Bane
just
got
saw
like
what
five
it is.
First rounders. I mean, you got, I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
You kind of lose all your leverage if you're Pat Riley, if you make it known that you want to get under the luxury tax. So you kind of handicap yourself there at what you can maybe get back for Highsmith, no?
I mean, obviously. Yeah. Oh, well, I shouldn't say obviously. I think that's probably what he was worth. I mean,
there's no playoff team last year that was a Haywood Highsmith away from winning.
Would you call him an elite closeout defender or something? Like
an elite perimeter wing defender? He is.
He's an elite wing defender.
You just said that. The Indiana Pacers could have used some help on the perimeter defending literally the plethora of wing
you
players.
You think Haywood Highsmith?
Yeah, that's my name.
Haywood Highsmith would have beat
this has
Oklahoma
become my literal
City
hell.
I'm with Solana.
This segment has now become my literal hell.
I own that take. If the Indiana Pacers had Haywood Highsmith, they would have won the NBA title last season.
It's all yours.
Yeah, I own that take.
Some outraged texter texts in, "Check yourself. Liverpool is the biggest club in the world." Well, then how come I never heard of them?
Well, rest in peace, the Haywood Highsmith era in Miami.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Dolphins are going to play tomorrow, 1 p.m. They're in Detroit. Man Campbell versus Mike McDaniel. That'll be
if Dan Campbell is Man Campbell, what is Mike McDaniel?
Tyke McDaniel.
Make sure to pronounce that T very strongly there, brother. That's 1 p.m. tomorrow. Listen to Game Day Uncensored right here on WQAM 104.3, Miami Sports Leader, starting at 11 a.m., Tobin and myself. The Marlins do play tonight. They're in Boston. They'll play a three-game series on the road, starting at 7:10 p.m. That's your first pitch tonight.
Can I get off a Clayton McCullough take here really quick?
Sure.
All right, so I love the job that he's done this year and getting the Marlins to even be in the position they're in at this point. The whole staff has, for the most part, done a really good job. But this road trip has made me scratch my head like four or five different times with individual decisions that Clayton McCullough has made. So they go and they play this five-game series in Atlanta. And in two or three of those games, they had leads. Or they were within one or two runs in the fifth, sixth, or seventh inning. Last night, they're down a run in the seventh inning. And instead of using high-leverage arms out of the bullpen, Clayton McCullough turns to the guy who you bring in when you're down three or four in the eighth inning. And you just need to get it through until the end of the game. You don't want to burn your good arms. He's punted on like three or four games on this road trip.
It's very quizzical, right? Very quizzical.
Yeah, I like Valente Baiozzo. He's a nice long reliever. I don't want to see Valente Baiozzo in a game in the seventh inning when it's within a run.
That you still have a chance to win.
Right.
Yep.
Valente Baiozzo came in the game last night. It was 5-4. He left the game, and it was 9-4. Right. And they load the bases in the ninth inning, but it doesn't matter because they punted on the game in the seventh.
Right.
And they had Ronnie Henriquez, one of their high-leverage arms, warming up in the bullpen as Baiozzo was crumbling in the seventh inning. Again, fantastic job by Clayton McCullough.
Except for the Mervis thing.
Sure, fine. But he's the Reno Aces gain. Marlins loss, Jumbo Shrimp loss, right. Reno Aces right. gain. But, I mean, this road trip has not been the best display, in my opinion, my humble opinion, for the Marlins manager.
Has anyone asked him in the media scrums why he seems to be punting on games that are winnable?
I haven't heard it, but I'm also not locked in on those post-game press conferences.
Well, somebody's got to hold them accountable.
Oh, it'll be us.
Is that the first time you've heard the name Valente Bellozo?
No, I love that guy.
Oh, okay.
Because we call him Bellozo.
I thought you made it up.
No, he's been on the team for a while.
Yeah,
I know he was on the staff
Valente
last year.
Bellozo?
Bellozo.
Bellozo.
No.
Yeah.
Number 83.
Yeah, terrible number. I know he's bad.
What's his what's his ERA? I don't.
Before last night, it was in like the mid threes. Now it's not that.
Yeah. Scoreless Liverpool and Bournemouth, 20th minute.
Didn't know Liverpool wore red, huh, Hawk?
I did not. I'm being honest. I did not. Had no idea.
They're known as
what's their like up the cherries, obviously, is Bournemouth. Liverpool looks like there's some sort of chicken or Pegasus next to their logo. What is that?
Yeah, their thing is you'll never walk alone. And they sing that song prior to the game. They're the Reds.
So what is that chicken looking thing next to the logo on the score mug? What's that?
The Reds play in Cincinnati.
Well, what's that thing on the score mug up on USA? So it looks like a chicken or something.
It's a bird. Mm-hmm.
So it's a horse or a chicken?
Yeah, it looks like it could be a Pegasus, could be a chicken.
I don't know. I've never looked that up. I can look it up for you, but I think
it's a liver bird.
Oh, liver bird.
It's a liver. There's no such thing as a liver bird.
A
is
mythical
there?
Creature that's also the symbol of the city of Liverpool.
Oh, really? That's actually a liver bird?
That's what AI on Google says.
All right. It's fun when you discover something new. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a soccer guy, and over the last couple of years, I'm trying to become one. Now I know there's a liver bird.
This Liverpool club, they've got some real potential. It seems like the community's really embraced them.
Yeah. The defending champions have some real potential.
They won last year?
They did.
Got moved up to the Premier League?
No, they won the Premier League. The actual PL.
What?
They won the league.
Liverpool, this new team.
And the team you did not know wore red are literally known as the Reds.
Huh. I got to tell you, I think they'd sell more hats as the Liverbirds.
The European mind could not comprehend this segment right now.
I wish Winnie were here for this.
Not, yeah. They want to tariff us.
They created it just for them. It's their mat. They created it for them. It's nothing else that it does.
Hmm. No, I mean, it's a mythical creature.
Hey, no, but it's a liver bird. Like a unicorn or a Pegasus is something else. Like the liver bird is just theirs. I was thinking it was more to it. Like a bird that eats liver, some loon. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe a snook.
That's a fish.
Oh, well, agree to disagree.
No. Disagree to disagree.
Oh, look at that. A liver bird. I mean, my mushy peas.
I'd eat it.
A liver bird?
Yeah.
Can't eat liver and it would cause the gout.
So good though, man. So good. Lit like fried liver.
I enjoy liver.
Never had it.
I don't think I've ever had liver.
You don't eat
chopped liver is a Jewish delicacy and that causes gout. Chopped liver.
Yeah.
I run through some gout.
Yeah. Wait till you get the gout. Oh my God. I mean, this is a physical game.
All right. Those are your sports headlines, everybody. Your weather, it's 90 degrees in Miami. Sad day, though, man. The H era is over. I mean, it's basically should be raining all day. That's your weather.
Somebody texts in, I've been a Liverpool fan since Luis Suarez. And today I learned on this show it's a liver bird. So look at that.
How about that?
We're giving actual soccer fans knowledge about soccer.
That's a smart fan there as well. Liverpool fan since the Suarez days. The same time I became a Liverpool supporter myself. That's a good chat there.
Good mate.
Good mate.
All right, we got to take a break.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Apropos of nothing, Crowder, I just wanted to share this with you because we've had this discussion before. Remember, I forget what the... Well, I guess the origin was you saying that Len rhymes with
skin 100%,
and I think that may have begun from there was almost a goal opportunity by Bournemouth. I believe that may have started with the awesome blossom and us debating whether awesome and blossom rhyme.
Yep,
so
they do.
Uber Facts had tweeted out, there is no word in English that rhymes with silver. And one of the hip hop websites or Twitter accounts tagged Eminem in it and said, Eminem, you have 24 hours. And Eminem responded. All right. Here's how he rhymes silver. Silver, pilfer, kilfer, Gilbert, still hurt, steel shirts, Bill Burr, milf, word off kilter, no filter, chill, burr, feel burn, still slur, will stir, Trent Dilfer, Val Kilmer, still third shield, Steven Spielberg, Lil Twerp, Wilshire.
Oh!
Shill purr, kill birds, milk curd, feel worth, real nerd stands, documentary, I like your film, sir.
Oh!
Bars.
Liverpool just scored.
Damn.
So, Eminem put out about 200 words, and none of them rhymed with silver.
They do rhyme with silver. Silver doesn't have rhyme with tilfer. It's just what sounds good in the ear.
So you're saying silver rhymes with Bill Burr?
Yes.
Rhymes with Trent Dilfer.
Silver Dilfer? Silver Dilfer.
Val Kilmer.
Silver Kilmer. Kill him. And if you do that after the rhyme, it makes it better. Killed him.
Liverpool 1-0 over Bournemouth, 37th minute.
Damn, who scored?
Somebody on Liverpool.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
How on earth would I know who scored?
I don't know. Maybe you saw the goal and you recognized
Cafe Bustelo? I don't know. That's what they have up on the score bug right now.
Okay, yeah, Cafe Bustelo. Thank you.
Maggiano.
Yeah, I have no idea. There's four guys I know from Liverpool, and they're all the Beatles. So, unless Ringo Starr is playing for the Liverbirds.
I went out a Liverbird hole because he has that little, he has that little leaf in his mouth. It's seaweed.
There's a lot of seaweed in Liverpool.
I don't know. They call it something else, like leverweed or something, but it's a piece of seaweed. It's all just related back to Liverpool area. I don't know.
No. I don't think any of those words rhyme with silver. I got to be honest with you. I'm thrilled that Eminem responded, but.
What's the Beatles' best song?
Oh my God! I don't even. That's like almost an impossible question.
Let It Be. Let It Be is their best song, right? I mean, their most famous song. Let It Be.
I don't know. Shout, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Hold Your Hand. Help.
I'm on a hold. Yeah, I mean, Ticket to Ride. I don't know. There's
Ticket.
So
don't.
Many.
How are you going
to
use Ticket to Ride?
Such a great song. Are you joking?
I'm not saying it's a bad song, but you're going to argue that Ticket to Ride is the Beatles' most famous song.
He said best, didn't he?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, most famous, best. I'm going to find a Beatles song that they don't rhyme.
No, words don't have to rhyme. But if I say to you, does something rhyme with this? Like, I don't care if songs don't have rhymes. Like, that's fine. But you can't tell me, hey, no word rhymes with silver. And I go, sure it does. Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
No. No.
Riding the car that's silver, grabbing the women like Val Kilmer. That rhymes.
No, it flows, but it doesn't rhyme.
So, like silver, it would have to have I-L-V-E-R at the end for it to rhyme.
Correct, which is why they put out the factoid that no word in the English language rhymes with silver.
I don't think that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Jimmy, see if you can find there in the computer. Solana just typed it to you. Search Len and Skin song.
Or just Len because, Skin song.
Because Crowder did this on the show. And again, so, I believe it was because of the Awesome Blossom.
Yes. So to that point, it's L-E-N. L-E-N and K-I-N. If they sound the same, they don't rhyme.
Well, I can tell you, in other words, if you ask me what rhymes with Len,
Pen.
So pen it has to rhymes be with Len. Skin doesn't rhyme with Len. It's you say low.
You don't have to say skin. Len skin. Awesome blossom. Like it rhymes. Right,
they flow. They don't rhyme. Awesome and blossom don't rhyme.
You want them to match letters. You don't have to. Letters don't have to match.
I want them to.
To match letters is what you're saying.
No, I want it to be the definition of rhyming.
So they
you're
all the letters
the definition
need,
of a word.
All the letters need to match at the end. The last syllable of a word has to match letters for it to rhyme. Because Len and skin rhyme.
Len and skin.
They rhyme, but it's,
anyway, here's the segment. This is over 5 years ago, at least. This may be around 6 or 7 years ago, where Crowder tries to freestyle Len and skin. Len and skin rhyme.
Len skin, yes.
Len
and skin rhyme.
And skin yes. Rhyme.
Because the rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dale.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dale. With Bialy. Dale. With Bialy. Dale. Dale. Bialy. Dale. Dale.
Rhyming's about how your ear gets it.
Dale. That's a banger.
Win. Ten and win don't rhyme.
Well, you're just saying Len improperly. I noticed that in the song.
No.
You're going, guy, Len.
I'm not saying, okay, so
went
ten,
out to get some skin. You're just mispronouncing the word to force them to rhyme.
Ten and win. Ten and win don't rhyme.
Ten
the number win? Ten win don't rhyme.
No.
Because there's an E and an I, they sound exactly alike.
No, they don't rhyme because they don't rhyme.
Ten win. Ten win. Ten win. Ten win.
They don't rhyme. You just say it as fast as you want. Those words don't rhyme.
It's crazy.
Who's the rapper that rhymes Wisconsin with
T-Pain, no?
Mansions.
Yeah, it's T-Pain.
Somewhere in Wisconsin. That T-Pain is stretching rhyme a little bit there.
But remember, the reason why they ask Eminem is because he famously on 60 Minutes was asked to rhyme orange.
Correct.
And he rattled off, I don't know, an entire verse based off just the word orange.
Go, like if you say to me, "It's I'll give you $1 million if you rhyme orange," I'm going to go, okay, syringe. It sounds good because that's what Crowder's doing.
No, I'm not. It just sounds the same. It does not have to be the same letter.
It doesn't rhyme.
No, it does not. It does not have to be the same letters in the last syllable.
Nothing in the world rhymes with liver bird.
Absurd.
Liver bird is absurd.
That's
I wanted to read that to you from Eminem because he did a very good job rhyming Val Kilmer with silver, except it doesn't rhyme. And Trent Dilfer with silver, but it doesn't rhyme. All right, 4 o'clock hours coming up. We've got Marlins ticket to give away. We'll give away, do the headlines. There was a Miami Heat trade today, believe it or not. And we'll get you some training camp updates as well. It's a Football Friday. Dolphins in action tomorrow in Detroit. Take a break. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
If you're going to Rolling Loud tonight, make sure you drink a little hot cocoa before you go because it's chilly out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.